Today is the third Sunday after Pentecost. It is also the Sunday within the octave of the Feast of the Sacred Heart. The epistle for the third Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the first epistle of St. Peter, the fifth chapter. Dearly beloved, be you humbled under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in the time of visitation, casting all your care upon him, for he hath care of you. Be sober and watch, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist ye, strong in faith, knowing that the same affliction befalls your brethren who are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little, will himself perfect you, and confirm you, and establish you. To him be glory and empire, forever and ever. Amen. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 15th chapter. At that time, the publicans and sinners drew nigh unto Jesus to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spoke to them this parable, saying, What man of you that hath 100 sheep, and if he shall lose one of them, doth he not leave the 99 in the desert, and go after that which was lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, lay it upon his shoulders rejoicing, and coming home, call together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, because I have found my sheep that was lost. I say to you, that even so there shall be joy in heaven upon one sinner that doth penance, more than upon 99 just who need not penance. Or what woman, having 10 groats, if she lose one groat, doth not light a candle and sweep the house, and seek diligently until she find it? And when she hath found it, call together her friends and neighbors, saying, Rejoice with me, because I have found the groat which I had lost. So I say to you, there shall be joy before the angels of God upon one sinner doing penance. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Rejoice with me, because I have found my sheep that was lost. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, today, more than ever, millions of souls are wandering in the paths of sin, like sheep who have lost their way. Even many of our traditional Catholic families have some member who has strayed from the practice of the true faith. But our Lord is our good shepherd today, just as much as when he walked the hills of Galilee. What is needed for him to bring these straying sheep back to the fold? Our Blessed Mother gave us the answer in 1917, when, as the Lady of Fatima, she said that many sinners are condemned to hell forever because there is no one to pray for them. There is no one to win the grace of conversion for them. So it's clear from Our Lady's words that we have an important role to play, that our prayers make a great difference in the salvation of souls. This need for prayer to convert sinners is shown by an event that took place in England some time ago. At that time, there was a certain poor family, a mother, a son, and a daughter, living peacefully in a quiet little town. One day, the son, tired of the routine but virtuous life of home, ran away to a nearby city, where he soon fell into bad habits of sin. Despite his wicked habits, he still loved his mother and would return home frequently to visit. However, he could never force himself to stay very long because his bad habits called him back to the city. His poor mother wept over his misdeeds, and she prayed continually for him. Several years passed in this way, with the son sinking ever deeper into vice, while his mother prayed unceasingly for his conversion. But sometimes she became so worried and upset by her son's conduct that she practically gave up hope of his conversion. She was even tempted to stop praying because it seemed that God wasn't hearing her prayers. At such moments, she would tearfully turn to the parish priest, who always reminded her that the Sacred Heart loves all men, even sinners, and that same heart has the power to soften even the hardest of hearts. With this thought, the sorrowing mother would redouble her prayers and sacrifices for her wayward son. At last, one Lent, the young man came home for a visit, and surprisingly, stayed longer than usual. His mother thanked God for having already done this much, and continued to pray that the Sacred Heart would bring her son back to the sacraments and back to a virtuous life. But whenever she brought up this subject to her son, he adamantly refused to go to confession. In fact, his refusals were so vehement that his mother and sister soon dropped the idea of his fulfilling the Easter duty with them. So on Easter Saturday, the mother and daughter went to the church to make their own confessions in preparation for receiving Holy Communion the next day. When they returned home, they found the young man, that is, their son and brother, in a rage. Although they hadn't mentioned confession to him for some time, he screamed repeatedly, "If you will always be bothering me about going to confession, I will never, never go near the confessional." He stormed about like this for some time, very violently. So violently, in fact, that his mother thought it best to leave him alone and not say anything more to him. So the next day, the mother went to the church, as she always did on Sunday morning. And you can imagine her amazement when, as she walked in, she saw her son kneeling by the confessional, preparing himself for a good confession. The Sacred Heart had conquered him at last, and the young man changed his life completely. The Good Shepherd had brought this wandering sheep back to the fold. Now, as you know, the Good Shepherd is one of the names that our Lord called himself. And on several occasions in his life, he made it clear that he is the Good Shepherd, and we are his sheep. So in today's gospel, he uses this analogy to explain to the Pharisees why he acted as he did. You see, certain of the Pharisees argued that because our Lord was friendly to sinners and sometimes ate with them, he himself must be a sinner. But our Lord answered this argument and this line of false reasoning by asking them a simple question. He said, "What man of you that hath 100 sheep, and if he shall lose one of them, doth he not leave the 99 in the desert and go after that which was lost until he find it?" In other words, what our Lord was pointing out was that every shepherd loves each and every one of his sheep, and will search diligently for even one that goes astray. A certain author explains that a sheep is a simple and foolish animal which easily loses its way and wanders from the fold. And when once astray, it is unable to return, so that there is need of the shepherd to go forth and seek it. That's why our Lord associated with men whom the Pharisees considered to be sinners. He was seeking the lost sheep in order to help them return to the true fold of his love. And when, even today, with his help, these sinners do break free from the brambles of vice, he, like the shepherd in the parable, rejoices very greatly. In fact, the Sacred Heart feels so much joy over each sinner that repents that this joy cannot be adequately described. You see, he loves each soul with an infinite love, as if each soul were the only one he had created. Thus, our Lord wants to save every sinner, and even said that he is ready to suffer again everything that he had suffered on the cross in order to save just one soul. Of course, we know that his death on the cross more than sufficed to save hundreds of worlds full of sinners, because his death has an infinite value. Nevertheless, in his infinite wisdom, our Lord has, in a sense, made it so that he needs our help to save souls. He needs our prayers and sacrifices to convert sinners. To explain this thought, a certain theologian says, God knows every possible petition that can ever be offered to him. And for those that are actually made, he has from eternity prepared the answer. Hence, the theologian says, our petitions must be made because the answer to them is prepared as contingent upon our making them. And then he concludes, thus our prayers make all the difference in the world. In other words, God is like a wise father who knows that his child wants something. And like a good father, he is prepared to give it to his child if the child asks for it. If the child doesn't ask for this thing, he will not receive it. That is how it is with God. He wants to convert all sinners, but he will only do it to the extent that we ask him. And he will only do it to the extent that we make sacrifices for them. Father Mateo, the apostle of the Sacred Heart, once said, those that are rich in grace, those that have been given treasures of faith and love, must liberally share with the many who lack these treasures. That is, we who have been so blessed by God, we who have the gift of the true faith and access to the true sacraments, must generously share our blessings with those who do not have the true faith. And how are we to do this? We do this by our prayers and our sacrifices. That's what the mother in the story did for her son. She prayed and sacrificed for him. She treated him with charity. She didn't argue with him or condemn him for his wicked life. She didn't refuse to have anything to do with him. Instead, she imitated the Sacred Heart by giving her son the example of a good Catholic life and by praying and sacrificing for him. It was in this way that she won his conversion. her prayer and penance won the graces of conversion that her son so desperately needed. And even God, so to speak, needed her prayers and sacrifices in order to convert her beloved son. And so it is with our loved ones and with so many souls today who have no one to pray for them. Let us then, my dear friends, offer our daily prayers and trials for the conversion of sinners. Every morning and night, say a prayer to Our Lady for the lost sheep. Simply ask her to ask her divine Son to rescue them from the snares of the devil. And then offer up the difficulties of your daily duties through the hands of Mary for the conversion of your loved ones, and even for those whom you may not know. In the world today, millions of souls are astray like lost sheep. Jesus Christ, the true good shepherd, is searching for them. But he needs your help to bring these sheep back to his sheepfold. Let us generously give this help to him. And then he will convert our straying loved ones, and perhaps even many people whom we have never met. And then, when we finally meet him in heaven, our Lord will say to us those words of today's gospel: "Rejoice with me, because I have found my sheep that was lost." And then, having helped him to find these sheep, our joy will be that much greater for all eternity. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.